Happy November. This is Jan Bratt, and this is my November Hedgegram. I am anticipating a nice month of intense work on my muskox book, Cozy, set in Alaska. As with the tale of the tiger slippers, once I encountered my main character in the fur, I was a little intimidated by the majesty of the beast. In my previous book, I really struggled with humanizing my tiger character in my story after seeing a large male a few yards away in Bandhavgarh National Park in India. It is a vast, wild area, and we were very fortunate to have the encounter. The tiger was so magnificent, dangerous, wild, and beautiful that I felt I had overreached my abilities as an artist. I had put so much effort into planning my story and traveling to India that I had to try. I hope teachers who read the book to their students will consider also reading aloud William Blake's The Tiger. I read it at an early age, and its poetry was so potent that it's probably the reason tiger has always loomed large in my imagination. Now that the tale of the tiger slippers is published, and my thoughts have turned to muskox, I find the same situation happening all over again. I have visited the muskox farm in Palmer, Alaska, 3 times, and LARS, the Large Animal Research Station, in Fairbanks, once. Seeing muskox is like visiting the Pleistocene in 2019. Muskox is a misnomer because they are more like an Arctic goat. Their incredible woolly silken coats allow them to thrive in 50 degrees below zero temperatures. Also, because I was creating a book about one, the muskox farm allowed me to be next to an old male that had been bottle-fed and was habituated to people. I put my face deep into his soft and fluffy ruff, and he smelled really good. The first Alaskan people called the animal Umingmak, the bearded one. It certainly would look at home beside the megafauna of the Ice Age, like the woolly mammoth, short-faced bear, Smilodon, which is a saber-toothed cat, and woolly rhino, all animals that lived at the same time as people. It gave me the shivers at my first sight of the muskox males grazing in their beautiful setting of snow-capped mountains in Palmer. Their shape is so identifiable. Now that I'm halfway through my book, I'm getting more comfortable with painting my character Cozy. I'm looking forward to presenting an Alaskan backdrop to my story and introducing some of the flora and fauna of our 50th state to my readers in the lower 48. The first time I visited Alaska, our plane took the route going north from Montana. I had a window seat and I stared out the window for 3 hours, seeing mountains and more mountains. No roads, no roofs, no buildings, no cars, and no boats. Just a vast wilderness of Canada and Alaska. The airport in Alaska is one of my favorites, tied for first place with Incheon Airport in Korea. There is a towering grizzly bear taxidermied in a standing position and in a predatory stance. There are also muskox, a large bull moose with magnificent antlers, and a display of sea ducks, geese, and water birds. I'm saving the best for last. It's a giant halibut, estimated at 32 years old and about the size of the back of an SUV. There is also a thoughtfully curated museum of native art, some traditional, and some are pieces of contemporary art with roots in the traditional. The materials used, baleen, hide, fur, cedar, bark, abalone, bone, and ivory are traditional. I am drawn to animal art and bird art, and creatures are the images used often. Once seeing the airport art museum, it's time to make a beeline to the Anchorage Museum, which is outstanding. I hope my book will make readers want to learn more about Alaska, its people, and wildlife. I have enjoyed 2 book signings this fall and will soon leave for a 3-week book tour, stopping at bookstores across the country in a beautifully decorated bus that we will live on. Hedgie the character will be with us, as well as my easel and markers, for doing a drawing for everybody. My short talk before the book signing is geared to children, teachers, and librarians, and children's book enthusiasts. I am looking forward to meeting everyone, and I hope children will bring their artwork for me to admire. You could even take a photo of your artwork on your phone so it won't get folded or smudged on the way. Happy creating, your friend, Jan Brott.